We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, I think until you're really talking about a team that is hosting home playoff games and getting the 1 and 2 seeds, you're in building mode, you know, and I think that that's where we are right now. Again, going back to just for me today is a symbolic day in terms of sitting down with coach for the first time and then where we are a year later. And we knew we had things that we had to do to build at that time when we sat down. And I think it gives us the opportunity with some of the assets that we've acquired over the last year to continue to build and also look at our team and think that there are good players here, you know, good players that help us get to the playoffs.
Build mode, I agree. Eagles are in build mode. What do you think of that?
Yeah. Are we in slow building mode or is this fast building mode? I mean, I've seen them and having a young quarterback isn't the excuse to be in slow building mode. When they went into Wentz's second year, it wasn't about let's just stick with the draft and slowly build this thing up. No, it was, hey, we got an opportunity to improve this roster with some veteran talent and add some talent around our young future franchise quarterback. Let's go do it. And that was in his second year. And that wasn't even coming off a playoff appearance. That was just 7-9.
Yep. It was also coming off a year where it was so clear to everybody they needed to upgrade their talent at wide receiver and on offense, right? So they went out, and Howie made sure he went out. And he looked at, all right, who am I going to get, right? So he got Alshon, albeit it was a one-year contract, but he got Alshon Jeffery on a good deal. He got signed Torrey Smith to where you had two bona fide wide receivers that were experienced that could help the growth of Carson Wentz. Why wouldn't that be a goal this year, right? Like, you have Devontae Smith. That's a good start. You have Quez Watkins. He's a good piece. Jalen Reagor is going to be on the roster because he's a former first-round draft pick. Fine. So are you going to roll with those guys? Man, there's everybody here.
I don't believe that. I just don't believe that. They know that they need to improve the passing game here. And that isn't by adding offensive linemen. How do you improve the passing game? A, the quarterback has to improve himself, but they need to add talent. We just finished talking to Baldy, who's an offensive lineman. Most offensive linemen hate wide receivers. Because all they do is yap, 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 yap. And it's an individual position, right? Offensive linemen, they work in unison, in sync with four other guys. So Baldy's all about team. What's the first thing he said they needed? A stud wide receiver.
Yep.
First thing he said they needed.
We didn't lead him in that direction. He gave it himself.
Stud wide receiver. Anybody watching this team play this year can't possibly think they're good at wideout. That's why if this was March and we've gone through free agency and hadn't done anything and they rolled these statements out about these wideouts, man, my head might pop off my shoulders. But I'm just going to assume this is poker, possum, whatever you want to call it, they know. They know. It may not be Devontae Adams. I looked at some of the other guys. You got Michael Gallup, Chris Godwin. He's not necessarily a speed guy, but he is a more than reliable guy. And he's a tough wide receiver. He can make tough contested catches. He's a red zone guy, which we haven't had around here. And I don't know, since Alshon left, probably we haven't had a red zone wide receiver around here. Like, they need to get that. This is how you get easier touchdowns. This is how you get in the end zone.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems pretty like you don't – I mean, realistically, when you look at your team, you don't have to be in the all-in, we're going out and spending every dollar to try to give them the best – no. But I would be aggressive going out and trying to add veteran players to mix with the young players you're drafting.
Yeah.
You want to win 7 games next year? Then just draft guys. and have young player, more young players playing. You're going to win seven games. If you're okay with that, fine. I'm not. They won nine games this year. They're not going to win the Super Bowl next year. At least I don't think. Right?
No, they're not.
They're not going to win the Super Bowl next year.
Well, unless they do a whole entirely new roster. I mean, they may win the Super Bowl. They've done that before.
But what I would like to see is a couple of key additions to where now you can mix them. And if you're not sure if Jalen Hurts is the quarterback of the future, and that's why you don't want to go out and get a veteran wide receiver and overpay for him, no matter who your quarterback is, needs wide receivers.
Yeah.
So the time's now. There's like this notion of a slow build and you need to realize where you are. And like you can use draft picks and still go out and use some cap dollars and get some players. They're always able to add whenever they need to add to the team.
Yeah, I mean, it's still early in the season, not even know what.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, still playing playoff games. The season's not even over with. They can't add anybody right now.
It was just that I wasn't expecting, like, because we do this every year, right? So at the end of every Eagles season, we wait and we see. And it's like a lot of times Howie talks about being aggressive. And they talk about like Howie, it wasn't aggressive Howie today. And it wasn't like they were super duper happy with the results of the season. It was good start. We like Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is our guy. But we know that we need, they know they need a lot of players at a lot of different positions. And it feels like this is a building year in 2022. And I'm... was not expecting it, and I don't think it's the right move. I don't. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C. Talk to us, Bruce. What's up? Yo, Bruce. No, Bruce. Mad Mike. Sorry, Chris. Mad Mike, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, buddy.
Positive Mad Mike. What's up, Mad Mike?
Hey, buddy.
So, I mean, how can you listen to, like, anything Howie Roseman says and just think, oh, yeah, that's definitely what we're doing? Like, he said they weren't going to fire, that Doug Peterson was going to be their head coach. Doug Peterson was not their head coach. Like, I can't trust anything this guy says. And in fact, I would say whatever he says, just do the opposite, because that's going to be what happens. So,
yeah, but you listen to him talk, right?
Yeah, I listened.
Okay, so what did you think about the entire conversation that they had?
I think it was nothing. He everything he said was just like, I'm just going to say this, but we're going to do whatever we want to do regardless, and it's probably not going to be what I'm saying right here. So, like, and of course, he's not going to say Jalen Hurts isn't their guy because they're going to hope to get something for him if they trade him away. And I wanted to say one thing. Like, Ike, you said we didn't have a passing game this year. Then why the hell did I hear people say, oh, Jalen Hurts really improved a lot this year? If we didn't have a passing game, then how the hell did Jalen Hurts improve? Like, I'm so tired of this.
He didn't improve in the passing game to where we feel comfortable with that part of it.
He's a runner. Like, I don't care. Like, this guy's not a quarterback. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of OG Wade. I'm tired of every Jalen Hurts, St. Jalen sycophant out there trying to tell me this guy is some sort of quarterback. I know you like him. He's a really nice guy. I don't care. I'd rather just a jerk come in and play quarterback and actually be able to bring the ball out there. I'm so, why does this have to be so difficult with this fan base? Like, why do we have to love people so much for no reason? Like, can we just go back to being angry, nasty people? Like, this Super Bowl ruined us.
Jack
is happy to hear that.
But Mike, do you want them to go out and try to get the best veteran wide receiver they can buy on the market? Do you want that?
I mean, like, you have to. I mean, obviously, Devontae is not even a real number one. People are trying to tell me all year he's a number one. He's barely a number two. Like, yes, you need a number one wide receiver, and you don't even have him. You spent a 10th pick on a number two. Congratulations, Jason Avant, number two.
Like, oh, man.
God.
I mean, like.
Jason Avant got great hands, man.
Yeah, he's a good player, like, Jason.
Devontae doesn't even, like, he can't even, like, get open or get off press coverage and, like, they didn't even throw him the ball in the game.
I didn't ask for you to be. I wanted to know what you want the Eagles to do as an Eagle fan, but then I remember you're not an actual Eagle fan. You just want to complain about them.
I am an Eagles fan. I want them to be bad so they get rid of Howie Rosen so we have someone good in there that can actually do something right.
So you're going to root against them every year until that happens.
Every freaking year until that nerd's out.
All right. Good talking to you, Mike. Yeah.
Have a good one.
See you, buddy. At least he's consistent.
Wow.
Yeah, like, no matter what we're really talking about, he just wants to get on to crush.
Yes.
Chris in Pensauk, New Jersey. Christopher, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys?
Yo. What's up, Chris?
Hey, you're in my prayers and thoughts, you and your family. I lost my mom 4 years ago. It sucks.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you.
This is why I don't like Hallie, and I'm not going to call him names. That's, you don't say that to another adult. That's just not my shtick, but he can't even say the word. When he said Builder, I thought of my youngest that's going on 16 when I was watching Bob the Builder. Here he comes. Are we playing Legos or Bob the Builder, dude? Just come out and be honest, and we'll rip you, but we'll respect you. Say we're rebuilding. We don't think we're striving to be 2-3 years down the road to be the top five teams in the NFL. And shut your pie hole. I don't get all this car salesman stuff out of his mouth. And Devontae Smith is a number one or a number two. Look at Renfro. Like you said, the Raiders.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to pick on you, but that they don't have a, you know.
I don't consider Renfro a number one wide receiver.
No, either do I, but the guy looks like he's working at Target. He had 103 catches this year.
Yes.
Because he has a strong-arm quarterback. I like the kid. I like Hurts. But at the end of the day, that's why he's squatting all that 600 pounds, because he's a leg thrower. He ain't getting nobody the ball down the field anyway, whoever we get. So you need a guy. When you ain't, he ain't getting a ball to Devontae Evans down the field. No way. No shot. I love the kid. I wish I was wrong. Do you guys see that?
No, I think I see a lot of what everybody sees. I think what happens, Chris, it's whether or not you're saying, you know what, I'll go ahead and close the book on this because I don't think it gets much better. Even if it gets slightly better, it still won't be enough. Let's move on now. Or you're saying, I think it can get better. And we can win with him, but you also have to put enough talent around him to win.
Exactly. And this is the problem with it. It's either the chicken or the egg with
right.
the franchise.
Yep.
If you're going to keep that kid, you're going to have to go out and do what Ike Reese has been telling you to do, just not because he was a linebacker. And you're going to have to spend the 14th pick for the linebacker out of Georgia, the 15th pick, the cornerback out of Cincinnati.
Okay.
And you know they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
They're just not going to do it. So, don't tell me we're going to slow roll this and I'm going over to my grandpa's house and I'm looking at a crock pot in my 35-year-old kitchen. I want an air fryer, man. I want to put the stuff in. 7 minutes later, I want it to come out and I want to serve Ike and John and ask what kind of Ike juice are you drinking. But
I
don't
like
pee
that.
In my face and tell me it's raining, man. It's yellow and it's warm, Hallie. It ain't clear and it's cold. Get your head out of your ass.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
He started off the call by saying he didn't want to call him names.
Well,
he didn't technically.
I know he did.
Yeah, technically he didn't, but yeah, he still was.
That actually seemed a little bit
worse than the name calling. Yeah. It might have been better just get a name in and get on out of there. That was, but that's frustration.
Yeah, tell him, Chris.
That's frustration.
Yeah, I don't understand why you wouldn't want to add talent all over your team. I'm not telling you to do bad contracts right now. That's going to put you in salary cap hell in 2 or 3 years. But 2017, I think, is the perfect example of what to do. He got a lot of one-year contracts. He got with veterans. They were mercenaries, but they came in and they improved the talent on the team.
But here's the big difference. And here's where the Eagles, because they have a lot more time than we do to actually dive into this, right? You know they love analytics, so they're going to go back. It's really just information that they're gathering. They're going to look at that roster and where their best players were. Because you're right, the guys they signed weren't necessarily guys to come in and be pillars. They were really add-ons.
Yep.
Their best players were Zach Ertz, Lane Johnson, Jason Kelce, Brandon Brooks, Jason Peters, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Malcolm Jenkins, Carson Wentz. Those were the bet. Darren Sproles was here.
Like, they had a much better core to build with.
A way better core to build with, and they brought in the add-ons. But again, what made the team take off the way that it did is the quarterback's play was different the second year.
Yep.
Like, we can't get around that, but I will say the core of that team was in the prime of their career. We're just heading into the prime. This team, unfortunately, a couple of those guys are still here. I mean, Jason Kelce, if you ranked players 1 to 53, best or most important, however you want to call it.
He's up there.
1 to 53, How far did you go down before you hit Jason Kelce's name?
Man. Yeah, he's
if he's not
top,
saying number one?
Yeah, he's easily top three or
well,
five.
Well, he makes Jalen's job easy. He's calling out all the protections and everything else.
And we've seen what it looks like when someone else comes in.
Exactly. So he certainly is one of your best players.
Because Minshew came in and won a game, so.
And by the way, he's the only first-team All-Pro guy on the team.
Yeah, I just actually had somebody that Kevin DM'd me and said, if they know that Jason Kelce's going to retire, maybe that's another reason why they're looking at this as more of a slower build than let's be aggressive and go after it.
Okay. I mean, that's fine, but I'm just saying, that all sounds good today.
Yeah.
When you're looking at a team that's projected to win six or seven games going into the season, that takes a little bit of the excitement out of the season, because what am I hoping for, to win nine games with a bad schedule?
Right.
That's not going into a season saying we got a chance to compete and let's get excited. Let's get fired up.
Let's take the next step.
Yeah, that's saying, yeah, let's take the next step. That's all that's saying.
Yeah.
And no one was happy with the seventh seed. We all knew they put that seed in there to get another mediocre team into the playoffs, to keep four or five other teams in the hunt, to keep fan bases interested. But you see the difference in the level of talent. So just making the playoffs as a seventh seed, none of us felt all that great about looking at the overall talent.
Well, this year it watered it down. Last year it watered it down too.
Yep.
For sure, it did. Our Twitter question today, I believe I already did this, Jack, but it's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of wedding rings in the area, go to mark-jewelers.com. Black Gritty
BG
is on the line. BG, what's up, brother?
Hey, guys. Ike, all love out to the family. Good to hear your voice here in good spirits, brother. Good to hear
it. I appreciate it, bro. Thank you.
Let me say, Howie did y'all a favor today. Howie did radio a favor. He said, I'm an under-promise and pull that Howie car where he's like, oh, yeah, we got Devontae because, you know, when you got an opportunity, you got to take the opportunity. And we thought, wow, opportunities. We had to get this opportunity. Because when he wants to go get somebody, because we're rumored to everybody, right? So when we don't get him, this kind of statement allows us to say, well, we weren't going for him anyway. But then when he brings him up, he lauds himself and praises himself as, you know, the dealer of all dealers and the getter of all getters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is just total under-promise, over-deliver. Don't throw our guys currently under the bus because we don't know who we're keeping and who we got to get rid of, who we can flip and dip next year. But I tell you what.
That's kind of what I was feeling. Or at least maybe that's me with my fingers crossed hoping that's what he was doing.
It's definitely what he's doing. Because like I said, when he makes one little move, and it's a good move, the first thing he's going to say is, when you get the I book it. When I get the opportunity like this, you can't pass up an opportunity like that. You've got to make it. He does the same thing. It's clockwork.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great that, you know, going forward, everybody wants one, two things, right? So you either want an all-world chef to open up a restaurant for you, but you ain't got no food for him to cook. But you got the chef there, you got the restaurant, right? Or you want all the great trimmings, the brown steak, all that kind of stuff, but the dude cooking it is frying it to death and don't know what medium rare is. So, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather stock up my restaurant with filet mignon, some nice au gratin potatoes, you know what I mean, a couple good-looking greens, a dessert, and then go out there and then mortgage my future in the future to go get me a head chef. Bringing me a head chef right now with all this old rotten tomatoes on the counter, stuff that works sometimes it don't, sometimes the stove click on, sometimes it don't, ain't working for me. We really need to build up the cupboard on this team. Because when I look at somebody who's just as mediocre as the Cowboys are, when I'm looking at Diggs coming in 1 year, Parsons, like just in 1 year, their defense flipped around.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at a 2-year window of, shoot, forget that. Look at the Bengals in the last 2 years. They went from a horrible defense to a couple of picks, bringing a couple of guys. Boom, now the defense looks legit. You get the quarterback, you get a wide receiver, and you add another wide receiver, and boom, you're in the playoffs. You're out here talking about contention.
Yeah, but you're a long way from being Cincinnati because you need the best young wide receiver and maybe the best young quarterback in the league.
And that's my point of we've got to build up the team first so then we can make the striking distance of getting a quarterback. Because, one, again, as everybody keeps saying the same thing, these quarterbacks are finite, right? So you're going to have to give up assets. I'd rather use the assets we have now, pick two first-round picks, push one back to have another first round next year, and then build up the team. And the next year go and say, okay, look, we got the draft we can go pick from, or we're going to use these two picks and then go strike and get the quarterback. Because now we've given these other young guys 1 year under their belt, and we've replenished the team as a whole. Because even if we got a quarterback, like I said, we ain't got nothing to go nowhere with anyway. Then we're just going to be mad saying, oh, we waste all this draft capital on Russell Wilson. But what'd you give him to work with? So we got to play this game. It's a long game. But this is the game we got to play. Love y'all. Watch out for Cowboys season. He's going to tell y'all, I had a good opportunity. He should have got the opportunity and got Hopkins. That's what he should have done.
Yeah.
He got Hopkins for free. Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right, Black Gritty. All right, so the Black Gritty said it. 2024 is when we can expect this team to be competitive.
2024?
I mean, slow build. I don't know. I mean, everybody's full of crap, but everybody thinks that they're not going to care if they're not good next year. Like, this town will melt if they win 7 or 8 games next year. Just so everybody out there knows, it's all you slow builders out there, you will melt if this team doesn't win 9-10 games next year.
We'll be firing Jonathan Gannon again.
Everybody will be gone.
Nick Sirianni.
Oh, yeah.
Well, JG may have a head coaching job.
Yeah, that'd be – I know Angelo's pushing for that. 2-5. And by the way, Nick Sirianni tomorrow with Angelo, right? 9 o'clock.
Oh, yep. More.
9 a.m.
Yeah. So we'll have more.
We'll break down his answers on Jalen Hurts tomorrow afternoon. See if he's really committed to him.
Right. See, I believe Sirianni's more committed than Howie in the front office. I think Howie in the front office look at the landscape and say, yeah, we're not likely to get Russell Wilson or any of the other veterans that we want. And Jalen Hurts did improve this year, and I think it makes the most sense to go with Jalen Hurts at least next year, and we'll see what he does next year. So I think the combination of Howie saying, like, the smartest thing is to go with Hurts again, and Sirianni really liking Jalen Hurts and liking him as a football player, I think that's why I heard confidence today that Jalen Hurts is the guy next year. That can change if Russell Wilson becomes available.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Jack Fritz, top 5 at 5. How you feeling today about it, pal?
Feeling good. It's the anniversary of an iconic sideline moment.
Oh.
Sideline interview.
Speaking of sideline moment, Bruce Arians, $50,000.
So what was that? Well, dude, listen, we'll talk about it on the other side.
Seriously.
You're a pro coach, man.
Yeah, relax. Because the wrong person.
You're going to catch something.
You're going to hit with a two-piece on the way back. Like,
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it on the other side because that was crazy. Yeah. That was underplayed. No one talked about that until he got fined for it. I don't think a lot of people saw that video. All right, we're coming back with the top 5 at 5, your reaction to everything. Mark Sinriso, 94 WIP.
Hey, the NFL playoffs are in full gear, and everyone can get in on the action with a risk-free bet on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, it doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. All customers get up to $10 back if your same-game parlay doesn't win. Now, same-game parlays let you combine multiple bets from one matchup for a big payout. You can combine multiple bets on the money line, the point spread, player stats, and so much more. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Already have an account? Well, just place your risk-free same-game parlay on any divisional round game to qualify. New customers, join today with promo code Ike to get your risk-free bet. Plus, if it's your first time betting with FanDuel, you can enjoy 30-1 odds on any team in the divisional round to win after using promo code Ike. You can turn a $5 bet into $150. That's promo code Ike on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.